This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky implored world leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday to stand united against Russia's invasion and said Moscow had to be pushed back so the world could turn to solving pressing global challenges.
Ukraine is doing everything to ensure that after Russian aggression, no one in the world will dare to attack any nation.
Zelensky drew applause as he took his place at the United Nations General Assembly lectern in New York for his first in-person appearance at the annual UNGA since Russia invaded his country in 2022. A senior Kremlin official has called for closer policy coordination between Moscow and Beijing to counter Western efforts to contain them as he hosted China's top diplomat for security talks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, chaired by President Vladimir Putin, has told Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi Moscow wants to further strengthen strategic coordination with China. He reaffirmed Russia's support for Beijing's policy on issues related to Taiwan, the western Xinjiang region, and Hong Kong, which he said are being used by the West to discredit China. The Kremlin has continuously expressed support for Beijing as Russia and China have grown increasingly close while their relations with the West deteriorates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Communications were severed Tuesday to the flood-hit Libyan city of Derna, and journalists were asked to leave a day after hundreds protested against authorities they blamed for the thousands of deaths. A tsunami-sized flash flood broke through two aging river dams upstream from the city on the night of September 10th and razed entire neighborhoods, sweeping untold thousands into the Mediterranean Sea. This is VOA News. More than 1,200 children have died of suspected measles and malnutrition in Sudan refugee camps, while many thousands more, including newborns, are at risk of death before the end of the year, United Nations agency said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Sudan's army and paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces have been fighting for nearly 6 months. The UN agencies say the country's healthcare sector is on its knees due to direct attacks from warring parties, as well as shortages of staff and medicines. Dr. Alan Maina, chief of public health at the UN Refugee Agency, told a briefing in Geneva that some 3,100 suspected measles cases and 500 cholera cases have been reported across the country since May, along with outbreaks of dengue and malaria.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Mexican railroad operator Ferromex has temporarily suspended operations of 60 trains on northbound routes, the company said on Tuesday, after nearly half a dozen deaths or injuries of migrants using the cargo trains to travel. Ferromex said in a statement the presence of migrants in its rail cars and rail yards has grown significantly in recent days, growing to more than 4,000 in several cities throughout the country. Despite the risks, migrants frequently hitch rides atop cargo trains to travel hundreds of miles across Mexico towards the U.S. border. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives will hold their first hearing next week on the President Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A House Oversight Committee spokesman says it will focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding allegations of the president's involvement in son Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. Republicans like Majority Whip Tom Emmer say their probe has uncovered a culture of corruption within the Biden family.
President Biden repeatedly lied to the American people about his involvement in his family's corrupt business dealings.
While Emmer stresses the inquiry is only a tool to learn more about the allegations, the White House blasts the move as a political stunt amid a presidential campaign. California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the GOP again gave in to what Donald Trump wants.
A revenge tour of his prior impeachments.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will give a speech this week in which he's expected to delay some of the government's policies to reach net zero emissions by 2050, saying the response to the climate change should be more proportionate in a highly unusual late-night statement. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.